This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark. Are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. I'll write it up.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Boy, poor Sean Connery, or I don't know how you feel about him, but he actually said it was okay to slap his wife. I have a quote. If I have time, I'll read it to you this segment or next week. Today's guest, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder Assessor Melinda Green with an E. There's a new law requiring counties to notify property owners when something is recorded on your property. But remember, I have the link on RadioRealEstate.com you should be checking every week, as do I. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. Overall, only Hope Ranch and Montecito, without Hope Ranch and Montecito. But first, as I've been doing the past 96 weeks, I've always told you how many listings are pending just at week's end, but also now for the last 96 weeks, tracking the median price, which is, I don't know why it took me 26 years to figure that out. That's a good way to forecast upcoming closings, providing it's not a huge swing. So a big number, and this is for the week ending February 27th, 2026, a big number, 97 pending listings, single family residences. Now, when I'm looking back on the past 96 weeks, there was a couple in the 80s, but mostly 50s, 60s. There was, on week 44 of 2025, there were 91 listings. And now 97 listings that are pending just at the end of the week. They all won't close. We don't know what they'll sell for. A median price, $2,775,000. And that's a lot higher than the year-to-date median price of $2,350,000 and a lot higher than the last 6 months of 2025, $2,285,000. For the year, 2025 ended up at $2.4 million. So that's what's pending. So we should see some sales pick up and in the number. Because right now, number of sales year to date for the week ending February 27, 2026, single family, 114 sales. Last year was 130. Year before that, 101. Year before that, 95. And when you start getting into 2022 and 2021, the numbers were very high. 169, 209, the unicorn year 2021. I hate to even mention that. So 114 is not terribly low, a little lower than last year. And you know what it's all about? It's about, oh, and the median price, $2,350,000 year to date. Last year it was $2,850,000 through the end of February. So I mean, last year, and of course, the first 6 months of 2025 ended up at $2,650,000. So the real number, why are we down? Why do we have 114 sales year-to-date versus 130 last year? It's Hope Ranch and Montecito, primarily Montecito. Year-to-date, 15 sales in Montecito, 2 in Hope Ranch, so 17 total, with a median price of $5,750,000. Last year, year-to-date, through February, 32 sales in Montecito, 4 in Hope Ranch, 36 total. Median price, $5,888,000. So close median price. Again, the total sales, Hope Ranch and Montecito this year through February, 17. Last year, 36. Hope Ranch went from 4 to 2, and Montecito went from 32 to 15. So those, that's the reason why we only have 114 sales versus 130 last year. And if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, we had 97 sales year to date, single family. Last year, 94. So the Festivus for the rest of us. We got three more sales. Median price, just a hair under $2 million without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Last year was $2,229,000, so a little bit higher. A little bit higher. That's a good song. Why don't you play that, Richard? Richard, where are you? So that tells the tale, and that's when Mark Schneep was on last year. He adroitly pointed out that Hope Ranch Montecito helps push up that median price, which is why I like to take a look at rest of us, Festivus for the rest of us, and see what's happening. But the Hope Ranch Montecito median price holding strong. And so 17 year to date, Hope Ranch and Montecito. Last year, 36. Year before that, 26. Year before that, 20. In 2022, it was 42. And in 2021, it was 62. Wow. And the median price, though, in 2021, year to date, was $4 million. Montecito and Hope Ranch. Today, $5,750,000. Without Hope Ranch and Montecito, as mentioned, just a hair under $2,000,000, 97. Last year, 94. Year before that, 75. Just a hair over $2,000,000. In 2023, it was 75. Median price of only $1,620,000. Again, this is year to date, first 2 months without Montecito and Hope Ranch. So the numbers went down amazingly. Looking at 2020, there were 121 sales, first 2 months without Hope Ranch and Montecito, 121 versus 97 this year. The median price back then, $1,183,000 versus just under $2 million today. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'll have time, but I found a listing that sold in 2020 or 2019, just closed last week. But that virtually sold for twice the amount, which is, interestingly enough, the median price. Okay, so that's year-to-date, Montecito and Hope Ranch, and without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Go back to Montecito and Hope Ranch. Let's see, I was talking about 2020. 2020, 36 sales, Montecito and Hope Ranch. The median price was $2,850,000. Wow. Wow. 36 sales. Just like last year, there were 36 sales for Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 2 months, but the median price, $5,888,000. And in 2020, $2,850,000. I hope that's when you bought. Hope that's when you bought. Okay, did I cover everything? Any questions? You in the back. I think that's it. Maybe I have time to, I could tell you quickly, the pending, very high median price, as I mentioned, $2,775,000. Now, with inventory, we started off having, compared to last year, we have fewer listings for sale than last year. When we started off the year, January 2nd, we had 174 single family listings for sale. Last year, 124. We started off having more inventory than last year. But then on February 20th, it reversed. We had 206 homes for sale. Last year, 209. And now this week ending February 27th, we have 196 single family residents for sale compared to 214 the same time last year. So we're seeing some more sales and less inventory. Combination of that, Bob's your uncle. All right. Remember the song, Variety is the Spice of Life. And that's what the judge is going to tell my wife. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, Assessor Melinda Green with an E. And we'll talk about the new law where counties are required to notify property owners when anything's recorded. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.